T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you healthy, Ron? Am I healthy? I feel like when I turn 50, I'm just waiting for some piece of bad health news. It may come when I'm 55, 63, 97. Isn't it just a waiting game at this point? Huh?
Yeah, it usually doesn't get better. You hope for the status quo, because usually it only gets worse.
Feels like a twisted game show. Like, what's it going to be, and when's it going
to
happen?
Getting old as hell. There's no way to, you know, that. I remember I had lunch with Bruno Sammartino. Must have been about a year before he died. And he was having all kind of ailments. And we met for lunch that turned into a four-hour lunch. One of the most fascinating times I've ever spent. And when we first started, he goes, you know, Ron, whoever said these are your golden years are full of, you know what, and they're not your golden years, that's for sure.
And it's never quite what I expect it to be, you know? Wait a second. It's going to be a knee replacement? You know, you start to get knee pain. I didn't have that one coming. Like, I've got predictions. I think I know what's going to go wrong, but it always seems to be something just a little different.
You know what I'm really worried about is my eyes.
Yeah?
I wear contacts, and I still see fine distance. I can't see anything up close without my cheaters. I mean, I'm looking at my screen here, and that has to be huge letters for me to be able to read it without my glasses.
Would you get those the implants in your eyes?
No, I haven't done it yet, but I don't know. That's the one thing that really concerns me.
You know what's a miracle for me at this point?
Getting up every day?
That. Speaking of the igloo, as we did the other day, I remember looking at my hairline in that. Remember the mirror in the top of the elevator? I always remember going in there and measuring my advancing age by where my hairline was in that mirror.
I don't think I ever remember doing that.
I would have predicted, and I think everybody would have predicted, that I would be balder than Malzi right now, and his is by choice mostly. But Ron, if you saw me walking down the street and you didn't know me, would you say, there goes a bald man?
No. You're not bald.
Right.
You're balding.
That's a miracle
in and of
itself.
I'm not bald either, but I'm balding.
Well, let me see the top of your head.
I got a little bit up top.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say
I'm
there goes
bald,
a bald.
I'm not bald, but yeah, I'm right. Balding.
Balding.
Yes.
Do you consider me balding?
Yes, you are.
You do?
Yeah.
Hold on a second here. Horse, look through the glass. You didn't know me. Describe this man as bald, balding, or still having a reasonable head of hair. Which is it?
I go with reasonable head of hair.
Thank you.
What'd he say?
Reasonable head of hair.
He doesn't know anything. He's a Broncos
fan. Say that about both of you.
What about me?
No, wait a
second.
That's
what I just said.
Ron has two hair follicles on the top of his head.
What about me?
He's balding.
Oh, he's fine.
Close to bald.
No, he's fine.
What am I going to look like in 20 years, Ron? That's
balding.
The question.
Well, fortunately, I won't be here to have to see it.
You don't think?
I don't think so.
Do you consider yourself a healthy man physically?
Not necessarily, no.
I do. You get up every day. You walk for a mile.
You're younger, though.
Miles, maybe.
Wait till you get to be my age.
What's your downfall going to be? Mine is going to be sugar.
Who knows? I don't like this conversation. You know,
the thing. It's who knows. What's it going to be? It's a terrible
you know
game
what?
Show.
Every time I think of this, and I used to hang out years and years ago at a place, and there was a guy that came in there, you know, friend of mine. We weren't overly close, but I remember one day him saying, "Yeah, you know, basically we're all going to die, you know. Who knows? None of us know what's going to take us out."
Yeah.
And like a week later, he had a heart attack and
died.
Oh,
my.
So when we talk about, that's what I think about. So I'm kind of hesitant to talk about this subject. He goes, "Hey, who knows? Something's going to take out all of us. Who knows what it is?" Week later, he's dead.
Yet I carry the
delusion. And he was a younger man.
I know. It's frightening. Yet I carry the delusion, Ron, that tomorrow's going to be the day that I start living a healthy lifestyle. I think my distorted mind has been telling me that probably daily for like 30 years.
But you've never acted on it.
Tomorrow's the day.
Everybody has their resolution. I'll start my diet tomorrow.
Right.
Right? I'll exercise more tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes, and I'll do it again tomorrow.
Right. Except I didn't do it
now,
today.
Now, your exercise program was really up and running for, what, 2 days?
Yeah, it sucks now.
How long did you do it for, 2 or 3 days?
4.
And you haven't done it at all recently, have you?
Not since before Christmas.
Okay.
No. This is going to end badly, Ron. I just, you can't think about it. Right now, I'm with you. What's the date?
Enjoy every moment on January 23rd.
January 23rd. It's 1:08 and 54 seconds. And everything's good right now. Bob Smizek, we used to work with him, right, Ron?
Yes, we did.
Here's his tweet from 4 hours ago. Jason Mackey writes in the Post-Gazette today about Derek Shelton addressing the Pirates' lack of player signings. To say that the Pirates have been inactive this offseason would be an insult to, couch potatoes or something. They haven't done barely a thing. Luke Mail and Guillermo Heredia are their off-season moves. So Shelton tells Mackey, even though it probably seems quiet externally, there's a lot of stuff going on internally with us having conversations about our club not only in 2020, but 2021 and moving forward, Shelton said. Smizek, 4 hours ago, according to excellent story by Jason Mackey in the PG, the Pirates are taking their time in making player evaluations, which explains team almost doing nothing so far. Translation, they don't give a damn about the 2020 season. Further translation, total rebuild underway. Do you agree with either or both of those statements, that they don't care about this coming season and that a total rebuild is already underway, Ron?
Well, I'm going to withhold judgment until I see what they look like when they get to spring training. There's still time for them to do something, but I would tend to think they're not going to, and I would tend to probably agree with that. Let's see what they do. Will they trade a Marte? Will they trade Josh Bell at some point? I could definitely, if that happens, then I see a total rebuild coming.
For me, total rebuild, like Marte is already a guy in his 30s, so to trade him for a younger player
is not a total rebuild.
Right. For me, there's one name that springs to
Josh
mind,
Bell.
Josh Bell.
Right. And I don't anticipate them trading him this year.
I wonder.
I don't.
You don't wonder at all about it?
No.
Or you don't anticipate?
I don't anticipate them doing that. Now, while we're talking Pirates, I wanted to get you your impressions of this.
Wait a sec. I just want to follow up with that thought. It's okay. For me, Bell is the linchpin to all that, to whether it's going to be simply getting rid of contracts that we don't want and guys who are advancing in age compared to a young, I think maybe still rising star. And here's the question I have for people. Do you agree with that the Pirates really don't consider themselves contenders this season and are already undergoing a total rebuild? But I think the question attached to that is, if they are, how do you feel about that? And how do you feel about the fact that they haven't said they are? 412-928-9370. And in a related matter, Ron, what do you got?
Yeah, the win totals. Jimmy Shapiro with Bet Online came out. There are only 6 teams in baseball with lower win over under totals than the Pirates. Now, 7, Houston is off the board because nobody knows quite what's going on down there. But I'm going to go up from the bottom. Baltimore, 55.5. Man, can you imagine being in that market? Detroit, 56.5. Miami, 64.5. Kansas City, 65.5. Seattle, 67.5. The Giants, 69.5, and then come your Buccos, 71.5. What's your initial feeling over?
My initial feeling, Craig Riley, and he keeps tabs on these things, had a different site yesterday and said 72.5. Either way, Ron, if I were a betting man, I would jump on the under. You?
No, I'd jump on the over.
Really?
They won 69 games last year, going 4-24 after the All-Star break. I think it's hard. I don't think 70 is an unreasonable prediction. Now, are they going to get to 72? That might be a different story, I guess. But I would, if they go 72 and 90, they cover the over-under, but that's still a crappy year, right?
Yes, and I have some thoughts on that I'd like to share. But I'm just curious. We're headed to Pirate Fest. Soon after that, spring training. Like, what's the feel around town? I get the feeling the Pirates don't think that announcing total rebuild would necessarily be smart. I'm not so sure about that. I think there might be an appetite for that. Now, the last place team in the NL Central last year was the Pirates with 69 wins. Do you think they're going to finish last?
Yes.
The year before that, it was 67. Like, it's a decent bet to me that if you're going to finish last in that
you'll
division.
You'll be less than 71.5.
68
and
the year before.
I'm looking at the lines for the other teams in the division, and the Pirates are distant fifth. St. Louis, 88.5. Cubs, 86.5. The Reds and Brewers, both 83.5. And then the Pirates, 71. And they play each other so many times. I mean, you would think that maybe the Pirates, you know, under is a good bet. My initial reaction was to think over. I want to see where they are. Now, it's only January 23rd. Let's see where they are when they open the season.
412-928-9370. Do you agree with that? Do you agree that the Pirates are sort of looking at this season as not looking at it much at all, that they're looking to the future, and that a total rebuild is already underway? Bob Smizek's thought. Do you agree with it? And do you have the appetite for such a thing? 412-928-9370.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.